I have no idea what age the people are who carried out this horrific attack that we're about to talk about. Maybe they were young, maybe they were much, much older. But one thing's for sure, they definitely need a seeing to by the PSNI. A number of sheep at a farm in County Down are dead, and some were brutally stabbed indeed in the throat, and their ears actually amputated as well. And it's the second attack in the same area in recent weeks. I want to speak to Cormac McCartney. Cormac, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Cormac, you're the farmer. You own these sheep.
That's right, yeah.
And Cormac, it's the Ballyholland area, which I know very, very well. It's a neighbouring parish to my own at home. Whereabouts in Ballyholland did this happen?
Just Frank, as you're coming down into Newry there from the Temple Hill Road there, from the village that takes you down into High Street there.
Yeah, I know it very, very well. So it's quite a busy area. It's an area that would have grown in numbers of private houses in recent years down towards the edge of the town there, the edge of the city, as they now call it.
And that's right.
The sheep would have been on, like, hilly ground there, would I be right?
Yeah, there's four or five wee fields there to your right-hand side when you're going down the road, and it's fairly steepy ground looking down onto the road, you know.
And Cormac, have you any idea who would be doing this? Because it's not the first time that it has happened. It is incredibly horrific. It sounds like the behaviour of someone who is in some way sick in their mind.
Yeah, well, it would give you that impression, all right, Frank. Just when I went into the field yesterday morning, and obviously the first thing you're looking for is when you see blood and stuff would be, you know, a dog attack. But there's no marks on the sheep. There's no wool pulled off them. There's no bite marks in them. There's no indication that dogs had been in the field whatsoever. And then when you've seen how clean the ears were cut off, you know, obviously it was a very sharp implement they used to do it, you know.
The worry, and the greater worry, and it's a serious worry that a poor defenceless animal would be attacked like that, but someone who would do that to a sheep wouldn't be that far away from using a knife in even more serious circumstances, possibly pulling it in a fight or using it on a human. The person or people who are responsible for this absolutely need to be caught.
There's no doubt about it, Frank. You know, for the devastation that we seen in the field yesterday morning, you know, it would break your heart, actually, because obviously there was lambs left living that had their ears cut off and had to be put down because the vets said there was no way, you know, to save them. And for them, animals were running about all night in that pain and distress. And there was 10 in the field altogether. There's now only 4 left living. And even this morning, when I was checking them this morning, now they're still bunched together and very scared, you know. So the trauma on them was unreal, never mind what we seen when we got there, you know.
The last time it happened, where was that, when was that?
It's about a week or 10 days ago. I only got to hear about it recently, and it happened about a half a mile on over the road towards where the Ballyhole Mass Rock is. And it was in around that area somewhere. Now, I haven't been talking to the farmer that owned the sheep or anything, so I don't know exactly what happened, but seemingly it's a fairly similar picture, you know.
Yeah, the Mass Rock area probably a little bit more isolated than where you're describing, overlooking Newry. There must be someone in the vicinity, someone coming from the Newry area, someone who's passing through who... possibly, I'm trying to find an excuse here, possibly abusing drugs, doing something like that, and maybe aren't aware of the pain that they're issuing or visiting upon poor defenceless animals. I don't know. I'm searching for an excuse for humanity here.
Yeah, well, funny, you know, I would have been thinking along the same lines myself, you know, like a sane person would not go into a field and just do what they've done, you know. Somebody had to have mind-altering drugs or something going on inside them that drove them to do that, you know. And it's very hard to understand or to even try and understand why they would do the likes of that, you know. Like, you can see into it. I had sheep on the same farm killed a couple of years ago by dogs, but it was totally, you know, they just pulled lumps out of them. You know, the skin was all pulled off, the wool was pulled off. This here, there's not a mark on the sheep whatsoever, and just very clean cuts. where they cut the ears off and where they stabbed them in the throat, you know. So somebody had to do that, and whoever done it had to go home covered in blood, because I was there yesterday helping the vet to patch up what you could do, and I was covered in blood just from what was left on the animal. So for somebody to cut a fresh ear off like that, there was blood sporting everywhere, you know. So somebody has to know something about it, Frank, you know.
It's right up there with satanic ritual. I don't know what motivates them or why they would be doing it. Now, you're someone who's working with sheep. You would know how to handle sheep. A person going into a field to do that amount of damage would unlikely be doing it on their own. Would you agree with me on that?
I would be inclined to agree with you, Frank. You know, it's 10 lambs to get them into a corner of a field and to run in and do what they've done. You know, it's very hard to see how one person could do it. I don't honestly know, but, you know, going from experience of working with sheep, you know, all right, you could maybe just go in and grab one, but, you know, there were 7 and had their ears cut off, so, you know, it's hard to see how one person could do it, but I don't know, you know, Frank.
Local farmers must be concerned. Now, if this is the second time in the Ballyholland area, farmers in the other parishes, whether it be out towards Bourne or Corrigs or anywhere else in the vicinity, are bound to be concerned as well. Is there anything you can do with the neighbourhood watch or the farm watch or whatever to increase security to try to stop this individual or individuals?
Yeah, well, it's actually very hard, as you would understand yourself, right? You put sheep in a field, and, you know, like this obviously happened during the night sometimes, so, you know, short of, you know, sitting up with them or whatever, you know, or putting cameras in a field, which would be nearly impossible to do, it's very, very hard to keep an eye on them, you know? So it's just, you know, maybe just a random attack. They're, you know, maybe they're just looking for places where they don't see anybody about and it's an opportunity to do it. It's very hard to say, you know.
Well, hopefully the police will get to the bottom of it. And there will be someone somewhere in the Newry area who will have a suspicion about a family member or the behaviour pattern of a group of people. I don't want to say young people, a group of people who maybe are abusing alcohol or drugs, or who are bumming or blowing about being, you know, different from the rest of us. Those people who have their suspicions need to come forward and talk to the police.
Obviously now, Frank, that's the time to do it, because you know, you don't want this to happen again, and you don't want it to escalate into something more serious. So, you know, if anybody does know anything, that's what the police, like the police was the first people I called in the incident yesterday, and, you know, they were shocked at it as well. You know, the vet was shocked when she seen it. So you want this sorted out fairly quickly, you know.
Absolutely. Cormac, I hope you get your farm back up and running. A terrible shock for any farmer. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Bye now.
Cormac McCartney there from Ballyholland. It's just mind-boggling, isn't it, to think that there'd be a savage, an absolute sadist among us. And maybe, why is it because it's the next parish to where I grew up myself? I don't know. I don't know. But wherever it is happening, to visit hurt like that upon a poor defenceless animal, or a series of defenceless animals, it's beyond savagery. And I would have concerns about the mental state of a person who would do that. Yes, they might just be sheer evil, but they could be so high on some drug that they need to be brought to book before they would do that on a human being.